Hare Krishna. Realize time's cyclicity to reduce the mind's insanity, the mind's infatuation with the temporary. Time's cyclicity refers to the understanding that time moves around in cycles. We see this in the hourly progression of the day. We have from 1 o'clock, it goes through till 20, till 11, 12, and again 1. Or if you go to 23, 24 o'clock, then again after 24, it comes back to 1. Similarly, the week cycle, weeks go in cycle. Monday to Friday, then Saturday, Sunday, then again Monday. Similarly, the months, similarly, the years. And at the level of cosmic time, similarly describe the yugas. And the important thing that the Bhagavad Gita reveals to us is that the cyclicity of time is not just in terms of the way cosmic bodies move. Essentially, the fact that time goes round and round and round means that there is nothing new that is happening in this world. In its 8th chapter, the Bhagavad Gita talks gives us some indication of the of how astronomically large time can be at other levels in the universe. Sahasra yuga paryantam aharyat brahmano vidho ratrim yuga sahasrantam teho ratra vidho janaha. So sahasra yuga paryantam, that for 100 yugas aharyat brahmano vidho, that there is the day and for Brahma, and then ratrim yuga sahasrantam, for Brahma, the night is also Sahasrayu. Teho Ratra Vidojanaha. That is also the night. Now the question comes up that how exactly is the cyclicity relevant? Now, or that, you know, usually we often have are caught infatuated with a linear conception. Yes. This person is rising high in the career chart. Oh, this person was poor, but now has risen to the top of the heap. Now, maybe top of the pop or top of the chart or whatever. So the point is that when we think that things can be improved materially, that we can rise in our status materially, we become infatuated by material things. Yes, in the short term, we may be able to rise, and the rise can, in some cases, even be breathtaking. But it's only in the short term. Gradually, we will find that we won't be able to sustain ourselves. The things go around in cycle, and what goes up will come down. And when we understand that essentially there is nothing new in this world, because time goes around cyclically, and as as it is sometimes said, there's an eternal repetition of the old. Now, whatever has happened keeps happening again. From the point of view of the Bhagavad Gita's samsara perspective, then we see that everybody grows old, everybody gets diseased, everybody dies. And that's how life goes on for everyone. So, when we understand the cyclic nature of material existence, then we get the inspiration to look for something beyond the cyclicity. And that points us towards devotion. So devotion to Krishna, because Krishna is eternal, when we learn to love the eternal, then we don't go up and down, but we get out. We go beyond the up. And in that way, we attain the eternal destination. So this is life's ultimate perfection. This is what we should aspire for. And when the mind gets too infatuated by something, we can contemplate. Okay, even if I achieved, what is the end of it? What am I going to get? Even if I become the wealthiest person in the world, after that, what am I going to do? I'm going to eat, sleep, mate, and defend. And there's nothing new in that. Maybe I'll do it in a more fanciful way, but it's the same thing. So when we understand that there's nothing new in this world, then we feel inspired to look for something beyond this world. And then we can, when we are actually looking for something higher beyond this world, then our heart, our whole being gets invested in our practice of bhakti. And thus we can march onwards joyfully towards Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.